This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Mets, after what has been a really an abysmal stretch of baseball, they pulled themselves out of it. Nolan McClain with a big win yesterday for the Mets against the Mariners. And tonight in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, the Little League Classic. And this was a game where last year the Tigers won and parlayed some of that energy towards a postseason push. And we'll see if it can do the same for the New York Mets. They win 7-3 over the Mariners. To talk about it, we bring in Andrew Tredinnick from the Bergen Record, who covers the Mets. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing good, Lori. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So let's start off with, for those of us who were not there, take us through some of the atmosphere in Williamsport at the Little League World Series, where the Mets and Mariners played tonight. And let's start off with, which of the Mets players seem to kind of be the most into this?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Williamsport feels like a town built on Little League baseball. The town comes alive this time of year, bringing in kids from all over the world. As far as guys that, kind of thrive on this, I think Sean Manaea was a guy, that energy, that fun-loving atmosphere, willing to go down the hill. two guys, Mark Vientos, even though Jeff McNeil going down the hill, I think it's kind of brought out some of that energy from some of these guys, and it might have been something that they needed just to get away, kind of let loose a little bit, with everything that's been going on. So definitely a cool day. I think pretty much everyone, it seems like, was just enjoying what this experience was for them.
For people who may have missed that, going down the hill is, it's sort of riding these cardboard boxes down the hill. And I don't know, I was watching it and I saw Jeff McNeil and I thought, that seems like a bad idea, like a recipe for injury. But so I was sort of surprised that the Mets let the players do that. But I guess players from both teams seem to be enjoying it.
Yeah, I actually asked Carlos Mendoza that, and he was kind of like, yeah, you just kind of look away at that point, which was, you don't want those guys getting hurt, but, Mark Vientos, after today's game, brought up how it was kind of a dream of his. You see it on TV, everyone kind of going down that hill. It's kind of a staple of the event. It's hard to believe how steep that hill is, though. I mean, I went back behind the field, and I wasn't sure I would be willing to do that, especially, if I'm making the type of money these guys are and, with where they are in the season. But You know, it's that staple. It's that fun event. So they were willing to do it, and you know, some fun videos came out of it. That's for sure.
You mentioned Mark Vientos, and obviously, we all know what he did last season, how important he was for the Mets, really their best bat in the postseason, and has struggled this year, but also has not received, has not done well when he has had opportunities at times, but then at other times, even if he gets going a little bit, has not gotten consistent playing time with all the options of the young players. When you see a Mark Vientos in a game like this with a big home run and the post-game interviews and the spotlight and the attention, what do you take away from seeing that version of Mark Vientos?
I think it's exactly what fans want to see. You want to see consistent performances. You want to see the ball leaving the ballpark. And it's something that, you know, he needs to get his confidence back. And, you know, that's what kind of he thrived off of last year. Was he never really went into a slump all of, you know, 2024. Now, you know, obviously he had the rough start, and then, you know, Brett Beatty, Ronnie Mauricio, those guys come up and they're pushing him. He hasn't really responded well to that. So, I mean, you just want to see big performances, you know, maybe him earn some more of that playing time. You know, it kind of leaked a little bit into the defense, it seemed, you know, was making some errors at third base. So you just want to see some consistent, you know, offensive performances, get a few hits here and kind of buy some of that trust back from Carlos Mendoza.
It looks like a night like this and the last couple of games, suddenly it seems like the top of the lineup and the Mets' big four are now starting to contribute and click and get into gear again. Of those top four, are you buying that they're all sort of back, or are you still reluctant with any of them to say, they're back to where they should be?
I think the one guy that kind of raises a little bit of skepticism might be Brandon Nimmo. He's kind of been a little bit touch and go. I think he'd like to see it. I mean, it seems like all year long we've been talking about Juan Soto. I know he had the massive month of June, but, you know, a few more singles, a few more, chances with runners in scoring position coming through. He's leaving the yard. It's a lot of solo home runs. You want to see him kind of come through with some of those clutch hits. I know he had a bunch of walks again tonight. I think you want to see him, you know, maybe a little bit more singles, you know, just, you know, putting the ball in play. I think that's a big thing. But Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor, with the way those two guys are playing right now, that's kind of what carried them last year. Lindor's been incredible these last two series. I think he's batting over .500, you know, another couple hits tonight. And, you know, that's kind of the storyline as Francisco Lindor goes, this offense tends to go. So, you know, with him setting the table and seemingly righting the ship here, you know, it spells good things for the offense for sure.
What ended up happening with Francisco Alvarez and the thumb? Slid into a base there and got hurt? What's going on there?
Yeah, so it was a double in the seventh inning. Close play at second base. He slid head first. Jammed his right hand. Mendoza after the game said it was his thumb. Not necessarily sure. Alvarez tried to say, he initially did stay in the game on the bases, but when he was going to go back out for the eighth inning to catch, Mendoza kind of pulled him aside and said, listen, we're in this game. We don't want to take any chances. So not necessarily sure. He's going to go back to New York tomorrow for an MRI to check that out and see, you know, if he can make the trip to D.C. But definitely kind of one of the more, you know, obviously a very positive day for the Mets, but kind of one of the things that, you know, soured it a little bit there, kind of the question marks surrounding Alvarez here, who really had turned a corner here offensively, you know, had another big day at the plate today. So, That's something you don't really want to see with what the spark that he's provided near the bottom of the lineup.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I know that it was only five innings tonight from Clay Holmes, but five innings and one earned run, it seemed like a stronger effort. And some of it, Lindor missing that that catch that he could have made also would have saved him some pitches. What did you see out of Clay Holmes tonight, and did that earn Clay Holmes, kind of a continued spot in the starting rotation as opposed to taking him potentially out of the rotation and putting him into the bullpen?
I think the biggest thing for me was Clay Holmes has gotten himself, there's been some fourth and fifth innings where he's ran into trouble and things seem to snowball on him. He can't get out of, those jams. The pitch count, tends to elevate, and then, he's not able to get through five innings. I think you saw today, two-out situation, the bases get loaded, he's able to buckle down, get a pop-up. There's a 29-pitch inning there in the fourth inning, so it did drive his pitch count up, but then he came back out, 1-2-3 inning, completed the fifth, saved some bullets from the bullpen.
I think we lost you there, Andrew. Let's see. Is he still there? I'll give Mike a chance to see if we can get him. I just wanted to ask about Nolan McLain and his debut yesterday. And, if there's anything a little bit fun to hear about that. Because obviously, as much as I do think the Little League World Series, Little League Classic, Williamsport, PA. I do think that, as Andrew was describing, picture the players who have been, these Mets players, it's been such a bad stretch, booing at times at home, all of the stress of that. And they obviously care. They want to get to the postseason. They want to have a chance to try and win a World Series. That's what they came into the season hoping, expecting, all of that. And then to have such a bad 2 months of baseball and to watch your lead in the division and in the National League and all of this, home field advantage, all this conversation you were having, and now suddenly you're barely up for that last wild card spot. And to go to Williamsport to see all these young Little League players that, and the players always say this, the Mets are no different, but the players talk about how going there to Williamsport brings them back to remind them of themselves as kids and why they fell in love with the game. And so maybe this is the thing. You know, is it Nolan McLean last night? Is it going to Williamsport? Will we look back and say that this is something where the Mets turned a corner? Perhaps. But Andrew, I think, are you back with us?
That's right. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. Service spotty here in Pennsylvania.
No problem. We're on with Andrew Tudinik from the Bergen Record talking about the Mets. He's in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And Andrew, before I let you go, just the last one here, I wanted to ask you about I wanted to talk a little bit about Nolan McLean and the start that we saw, his major league debut yesterday. And, you know, we know, you know, we can look at it and say, you know, the results on, you know, in the box score, but being there, what impressed you the most about watching this young pitcher make his debut?
Yeah, I think it's how deep his repertoire is. You know, coming into the start, a lot was made about the sweeper being his bread and butter pitch. But he got it done with his curveball, and I didn't anticipate that coming in. Just the way he's able to spin the baseball is, you know, really impressive. I think he's kind of a different pitcher than Brandon Sproat, who's kind of blow you away with his fastball. McLean seems to have some wrinkles with, you know, his sinker, a cutter, changeup, curveball, you know, in addition to that sweeper and that fastball. I think that's kind of what stood out, just kind of the moxie, obviously. You know, the behind-the-back catch, the athleticism, you know, the fact that he's a two-way athlete, you know, going back to his time at Oklahoma State, you know, a quarterback recruit. So, you know, I feel like he's the total package. Obviously, a lot of optimism after that first start, just what he was able to accomplish against a high-powered Mariners offense.
Mets President of Baseball Operations David Stearns had talked about that once he calls a guy up, he wants to be able to leave him, you know, not just call somebody up for a spot start. So at this point with McLean, I think we expect now he's a fixture, unless something goes wrong. He's there in the starting rotation. You mentioned Brandon Sproat, the other, you know, obviously there's also Tong, but Sproat, the other one who is, seems close to being major league ready. As you look at this Mets rotation, could you see them going to a six-man rotation to give other people a rest and bring up a Brandon Sproat, or I don't know, what's the latest on Tyler McGill? Where do you see the Mets going now with this starting rotation that has struggled?
Yeah, it's really kind of tough to forecast how they're going to approach this. Just with, obviously, them adding the three arms to the bullpen at the trade deadline, it's kind of a logjam of pitchers. There's not a whole lot of wiggle room when you bring in McLean, because you saw what they had to do in DFAing Paul Blackburn to make room. Obviously, Tyler McGill is an option. You know, he has those options, that minor league option. So, you know, he has some flexibility. I just don't see a pathway at this point in, you know, working Sproat in unless, you know, you DFA. I'm not sure. Frankie Montas under team control, too much money. I know he's struggled, but I think he's around for the long haul. At this point, it's kind of tough to figure out where there's space for Sproat, barring an injury, you know, moving forward. Until, you know, obviously when the rosters expand in September, maybe that's when he gets the call to come up when they had an extra roster spot there.
All right. Andrew Tredinnick from the Bergen Record covers the Mets down there in Williamsport, PA. Safe travels home. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Lori. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.